This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consultant Leticia Quezada, last name Q U E for Europe, Z for Zebra, A for Apple, D for David, A for Apple. First name Leticia, L for Larry, E for Europe, T for Tom, I for India, C for Charlie, I for India, A for Apple. Date August 7, 2025, period new paragraph. She's a 50-year-old female patient who is referred for pre-op evaluation prior to the retinal hemorrhage surgery, which is thought to be due to diabetic retinopathy, period. New paragraph. Patient denies having any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of any dizziness or syncope, period. History of shortness of breath on walking about half to 1 mile and climbing 2 to 3 flights of stairs, period. She's not, she is active at work, but she does not do any regular walking or exercise, period. The patient functional capacity has decreased by about 25 to 50% in last 1 to 2 year, period. No history of any cough with expectoration or palpitation, period. History of edema of feet about 1 year ago, but not now, period. No history of any upper respiratory tract infection, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period. I for India capital, period. Problem, period. New paragraph. Personal history. She works in CVS Pharmacy. CVS, C for Charlie capital, V for Victor capital, S for Sam capital, Pharmacy, period. She says she's active and she's on her feet all the time, period. Her height is 5'3" and her weight is 196 pounds, period. New paragraph, past history. About 1 to 2 years ago, she was diagnosed to have hypertension and she was on valsartan, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, 320 milligram once a day. But with a diet and non-medical ways, WAYS, her blood pressure has decreased and now she's not on any treatment, period. History of diabetes for 3 to 4 years, period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 4 years, period. No history of any cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Menstrual history. She is menstruating and her last menstrual period started 2 weeks ago, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period. New paragraph. Social history. She does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. The family history, nothing contributory, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal spedis, which are 4x4, and both posterior tibial 1 to 2x4 period. No carotid bruit period, no obvious skin problem detected period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 160, 160 over 90 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. There is a ejection systolic click and ejection systolic murmur 2x6 in the left lower parasternal area, period. The this could be due to mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. New paragraph. Respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG shows normal sinus rhythm, left axis deviation, and right bundle branch block, period. Also, there is suggestion of left ventricular hypertrophy, period. And there is a resting sinus tachycardia of 90 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The analysis. Patient blood pressure is high, so patient is advised to take nebivolol, N for Nancy, E for Europe, B for boy, I for India, V for Victor, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, 5 milligram PO once a day, period. Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram PO once a day, and potassium tablet 10 MEQ PO once a day, period. She is advised to do Chem-7 in 1 week, period. New paragraph. Patient is also advised to consider doing the coronary calcium score in view of a risk factor of hypertension in the past plus diabetes and hypercholesterolemia. In the meantime, plan is to discuss the case with patient eye doctor and then do the cardiac assessment for retinal hemorrhage surgery depending on the risk level given by the eye doctor, period. The patient and her husband were then explained in detail the plan for the workup and management depending on her clinical course, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, hypertension, stage 2 and not controlled, period, next line, but 2, diabetes for 3 to 4 years, next line number 3, hypercholesterolemia for 4 years, next line number 5, history of retinal detachment due to retinopathy caused by diabetes mellitus, period. Number 5, mild to moderate obesity, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.